Okay, that was weird. Good morning. It's 9:43 a.m. And, yeah, it's 2 minutes after I actually started it the first time. And it died. I'm not sure why. I stand here looking at it. It's not doing anything. So I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. Push the button, I start recording again. Okay, well. 9:43, 5:29, 14, Thursday morning. It's a lovely morning. I've uh 17:40 on the first mile. Not a record breaker, but I'm moving. That's the important part. Sub 19 minute mile, that's the other important part. So yeah, I'm rocking along. High thin clouds. Some cirrus clouds up there. Few jet contrails streaked across some of them. A relatively quiet morning. I've already mowed the backyard today, so this is my second walk. I did that because I needed to get the lawn caught up. I need to get the lawn trimmed up. It's suffered some cutting neglect, and as a result, there's a lot of dried grass laying on it. Rather than raking it up, I just go mow it again. Eventually it'll be small enough that it'll settle down and help fertilize new growth. Speaking of which, our lawn is... We paid for an extra spring aeration and reseeding. And it's taken off. It's working. There's new tufts of grass that I hope will spread and fill in. I'm pretty sure they will. In the barest of spots, there is new growth. So this is sort of a metaphor, I suppose. Even in the barest of ground, there can be new growth with some appropriate attention. So yesterday was a chore day. I did a bunch of chores. I was basically out of the house all morning after I posted the podcast. Didn't get back till sometime after lunch. So it was rather a long morning, rather a short afternoon. Grilled some pork chops last night. They were quite tasty. Half chicken. I have chicken for the grill tonight. I should put it in and marinate it, perhaps. Lemon, pepper. Some of the marinades burn. That's one of the problems. You have to kind of watch it with. Particularly the charcoal. Charcoal burns really, really hot. Not charcoal briquettes, but real charcoal. It burns hot. But it has a really wood flavor. Smell to smoke. It isn't the petroleum byproduct smell you get from charcoal briquettes. So I much prefer grilling it with charcoal. I buy a couple hundred pounds of charcoal a year. I made ribs the other night. It was for Memorial Day. I barbecued. Did a full BBQ load out of St. Louis style ribs. I thought they were quite delicious. Family liked them, but they convinced me that I'm the only one who really likes ribs in the family. So if I'm going to barbecue, I have to find something else to barbecue. Maybe I'll barbecue. Oh, they do like lamb. I've been known to barbecue a leg of lamb. I bone it and then stuff it with garlic paste and then slow barbecue it 250 degrees with a lot of smoke. It's I love it, but it's also really expensive. I used to be able to find a leg of lamb for under $50, but not lately. Might be part of the seasonal thing. I could barbecue chicken, I suppose. barbecue beef brisket. Problem is, a beef brisket tends to come out, when I've cooked it in the past, it tends to come out real dry, sort of like leather. Perhaps it needs something other than heat and smoke to make it delicious. So yeah, I've come to the conclusion that I'm digging myself back out of a depression hole. And luckily, this one wasn't very deep because I hasn't had very long to develop, and it's basically related to my physical condition, about having to deal with kid in hospital and all the administration that goes along with that. Certainly hasn't helped matters. I feel like I'm kind of waking up again. That's usually a sign that I'm on the backside of one of my episodes. They do tend to last for a few weeks at a time, so I'm being cautiously optimistic, but realistically I have to admit that it's probably not over quite yet. Missing Balticon was a big blow. And the reason that I had to miss Balticon was perhaps even a bigger blow. I think I talked about this yesterday. But I didn't get a chance to recharge. Balticon is strategically placed in my ear to recharge me in the spring to get me ready for summer. The Lowell family's having a reunion in August. August 3rd, I think. I don't think we're going to make it. Younger daughter's at school today, this morning. She's working on making up missing math tests. She missed like four of them in a row. So I'm not particularly hopeful about what the results are going to be for having her mainline these one after the other, particularly since she doesn't really have any idea what's on any of the tests. So she's gonna go in and be faced with do this example that you don't know how to operate. That's going to be a bit of a problem. Good morning. So I expect she's going to wind up retaking pre-calc next year in the fall. Or perhaps in the spring, since I think it's a spring course. It's the kicker, the killer, the absolute slayer for me is that she can do the work. It's not like she's incompetent in mathematics. She's actually rather competent in mathematics. It's just the one you don't. Like a language course. If you don't practice it, you don't get it. You lose it. And she didn't do the homework. And she didn't do the homework, and she can't pass the test because she hasn't had the practice that she needs to recognize the forms of the problems and how to apply the techniques necessary to solve them. Monk post. So that's a thing. I feel kind of bad, but well, today's her birthday. She has a pile of presents waiting for her for this evening. I've got to go pick up a birthday cake this afternoon. We've got a doctor's appointment later this morning, so I have to go pick her up from school and take her to her doctor's appointment, and we'll probably grab lunch on the way home. And have some present time this evening. Spend some time with the kid. Grilled chicken, cake and ice cream. started coughing again. You can probably tell it woke me up a couple times in the night because it was a bubbly, so kind of a horrible bubbly cough. The good news was that it was, you know, stuff moving away, but bad news was it was waking me up. Still got a pretty good night's sleep last night. That was something that's important. Something we need to work on with the kid. Sleep hygiene. Regular hours for sleep. Regular hours for meds. Regular hours for work. If we can get into that habit, next week she starts school again, so she has to be at school at 8 o'clock. I have to drag her up to school. So ideally, I'll get my walk in before I take her to school, and then when I come back, that'll be my work time before I have to go pick her up again at 11, say 11:30. She did this last summer and was spectacularly successful with it. I'm really pleased that she's taken another summer course, to be frank. She was kind of bummed about it last year when she discovered that she was going to have to take class 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, all morning long, but it's one course. And it's a course that she likes, U.S. history, so one step at a time, step forward. Out walking. It's actually quite hot. The sun, it's really quite hot. Now I got my sprinklers turned off too because I was trying to let the grass dry out a little bit so I could mow it easier. And it worked because today would be irrigation day and I wouldn't have been able to get out and mow at 7 o'clock. I should start it so we'll get the evening water tonight. Ponder, ponder, ponder. The Glamorous Life, full-time author, battling depression, ferrying kids, dealing with lawn irrigation. Somebody made the comment that I wrote more when I had a full-time job, that I wrote more before. And I did, it's true. And I'm not really sure what's changed. Other than the big one is I can't really tell people to bug off anymore. Before it was like, okay, I'm writing now. You have to leave me alone. But because during the day I have to go to work. And now writing is my work, and they don't seem to get the same kind of boundary set the way I need to. I need to work on that. Boundaries, by the way, are one of the things that I'm working on in therapy. How to set them, how to enforce them, how not to be a jerk while doing so. At some point, I'm living the dream that I won't be living quite so much in reaction mode. I'll be working much more in directed action mode. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know how that will work out or if it'll help or even if it'll ever come to be, but that's the dream. I got to get some more stuff out because I need some more income. It's high summer though, golly. I was looking at the pictures yesterday versus the picture on May 2nd, which was the last day that I actually got a file out. It wasn't the last day that I walked, but it was the last day I got a file out. And while the grass was green, there were still bare trees. The trees have now all filled in. And it's particularly astonishing considering that in between then and now, it snowed. Like 4 inches of snow one day. Not that you could tell it right now, but... Gray tabby cat helping this lady garden. Now they took the porta potty away. Interesting. There used to be a porta potty here in this park, but they took it away. Cops were here the other day. I wonder if that's why. And the little crab apple trees are doing well. The old crab apple tree is looking a bit battered. The lawnmower guy was out. He was out today. But I've seen him out working the lawnmower. Yikes, 19 minutes on the backside. Oh, and of course now Pandora's gonna kick in. There's always something. Come on. Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Thanks a lot. Well, it's 10:01 and I'm over 19 minutes on my back half. That's not only just barely, and probably because I stopped to look at the recorder and get it restarted. But I did. I went. I walked. Not a great time, but at least it was out. Tomorrow morning, maybe I'll be able to get out a little bit earlier. But for the moment, tomorrow, that's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.